Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500-MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
I'm going to do this as a general question because I really, really want your thoughts on this. So, when it comes just to basketball, generally, do you think the NBA now is just a three-point shooting contest? And do you think that perception is hurting the game?
Man, that's a great question. It is a large part of the game. It is very much a three-point shooting contest, and I do think it's hurting the game. I do like it as a product in general, but there are definitely moments where the drive and kick game is a little out of control. There are high percentage, easily makeable two-pointers that are being passed up and getting kicked back out so people can shoot threes. There are transition fast breaks where guys have, you know, two-on-one, three-on-two advantages, and the guys are pulling up and shooting threes. I don't know where it really goes, to be honest with you, because analytically, that is just what, you know, that's what you're supposed to be doing. You're trying to maximize every single possession, and you're trying to get the highest rate. Now, to be very fair, the amount of players that can shoot a three-point shot accurately, and when I say accurately, let's just do a base level of about 34 to 35%. It's really incredible. I mean, if you look right now, how have the Indiana Pacers been able to get this far this year? It's because it isn't just Tyrese Halliburton and Pascal. It isn't Siakam. They have Nembhard. They have Nesmith. They have Mathurin. They have four guys who are role wing players that can shoot the lights out from three-point range. And we've seen with, obviously, diminishing returns with the Chicago Bulls, they've tried to turn into a pace and three-point shooting team as well. Do I think it's hurting the game? I mean, yeah, because there's a homogeny going on that just all the teams kind of look the same. And the grace and the nature and the beauty out of the game, and look, we're from Chicago, right? So I'm going to invoke the name that supersedes even the Pope, Michael Jordan, that, you know, there is a grace and beauty of the game of players that living above the rim, driving to the hoop, those and ones, going up against the big guys and either dunking on them or figuring out a way to score. The amount of players that are capable of doing that, there aren't quite as many or as many that are as tantalizing and are creating superstar statuses for themselves. Like, you know, there are some players, it's a tough argument to have, right? Like, I would go to an arena to watch Steph Curry shoot threes. I don't really know if I'm going to the arena to watch Anthony Edwards shoot threes, right? You know what I mean? And that's the differentiator. And that's the thing, is it's hard to kind of pick and parcel what makes these superstars different, what makes them really special, because a lot of them all shoot threes. So, I mean, I don't have a great answer for you. I still love the game. The problem, the rock and the hard place of the NBA, and I'll finish on this, is that the three-point gluttony is not good for the game. It is not. It is not a more appealing product. It does not make regular season basketball better. And the lack of differentiation between two teams and different styles has created a bit of kind of like a mushy blahness to the play, the style of play at times in the NBA. Having said that, though, there are so many incredibly skilled basketball players. There are so many guys who are 6'10 and 6'11 that can do things with the basketball that back when I was growing up, only like Kevin Garnett could do, and we called him a unicorn. There are so many skilled players now, and there are so many guys that are 8th, 9th, 10th on the bench that have this skill that just did not exist 20 to 25 years ago in the NBA. So I don't even know how to like wrap my head around that, where the product is worse, but the skill is better. So is there a way to unlock it? I don't have the answer for it, but those are, but for those people that are like, I don't want to watch the NBA anymore because it's all three pointers and whatever. I hear you. I get it. But I promise you, if you still turn it on, the skill will impress you. The skill keeps having me come back around and watch the NBA. And when I say skill and NBA and watching, notice I did not say the Chicago Bulls at any point during this answer. But no, the skill is great. The three-pointers are not good for the game, and it's a little bit of a crossroads, but the NBA has been there before, and they've survived. The NBA is a star-driven league, so as long as they continue to have stars, guys like Luka in L.A., I think the league is going to be fine.
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500 MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.